Welcome to Tales of the Whales, number 99, to be honest with you, and I'm not feeling so good.
No, it's quite a week we've had since last week when we said we had a little bit of a virus, and it turned out to be all quite dramatic.
Yeah, we were at the hospital getting checked for cancer and the tumours and everything, and that seemed to be fairly okay, and then I got ill.
Isn't that how it worked?
No.
You were ill on Friday night. You had to come home from work a bit early.
Mm.
And then we did the podcast on Saturday morning. And then Saturday evening, you were just very poorly. So I rang the hospital emergency line and they said to bring you in next morning.
Yeah.
And then turns out we had influenza A, which is kind of serious, and made you very, very poorly. And you've been in intensive care for a few days.
Yeah. And
unable to breathe unassisted and stuff.
Yeah.
But you are now out of intensive care and we are in Barts Hospital in the ward.
We are, and we're sort of struggling on because you've been feeling, I mean, you've obviously had it as well.
It's a horrible virus. Yeah. Actually, I just feel very, very tired now. But I didn't have it nearly as badly as you did. I just had it like a normal person, not because obviously you've got what they call underlying conditions.
I've got underlying conditions. So interesting point for all those people. Tune in for advice on, I can't be my usual self today. I can't hear myself properly. And I've got things stuck in my nose.
You have got tubes up your nose.
Yeah.
But that's the only one last time. I mean, yesterday you had very many more tubes coming out of all places.
Yeah, I know.
You're a lot less wired up today than you were yesterday, and you're sitting in a chair.
Yeah. Well, I have to be honest, it's not my favourite place to be. The staff are great, everybody's great looking after you, but you just want your own comforts of home, don't you?
Yeah. Well, hopefully you'll be able to come home in a couple of days.
Yeah. But I won't be able to do my TV and radio shows, so... I must apologise.
Well, you need a little rest. You've just been batting off the Grim Reaper again.
Have I?
Sent him packing.
Well, I didn't know it was that bad. All right. No, I did. But, it's difficult to talk at the moment. But
So this will be a little short mini podcast.
Well, it'll be a little short mini podcast, but I'm trying to be uplifting.
Yes, so hopefully everyone had a lovely Christmas.
Well, you did.
What, sitting here in ICU? No, thank you. It wasn't my favourite.
Oh, did you come Christmas Day? Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah, you did. Oh, I love you, darling.
The horrible thing is you can't just Skype ask me why I haven't been here. I've been here all the time.
Oh.
I didn't come yesterday because my daughters and my sisters and everyone in your family came to see me. And then... Peter and Adele came to see you in the afternoon with Ella.
Yeah. No, I know you'll be here. I don't want to think of you coming all the time. I want to get better or get to a stage where I can get out.
That would be better.
Yeah. Well, hopefully not too long. I mean, I sound worse, I think, than I am. Because normally I sound okay. But I feel pretty...
I don't think you sound worse than you are. You are pretty poorly.
Oh, right, okay. But normally we like to do this and make people smile. And
yeah, so my advice this week is that this virus seems to be quite nasty. It's not really like in the news or anything, but the hospital seems to be, the intensive care unit was full of people with it. So if you are immunocompromised, if you're on chemo or something, I really recommend just staying indoors for a few weeks. Because you don't want to catch this.
No.
It's really horrible. And it's quite dangerous, I think.
That's a very good point. Yeah, very good point.
Now that the party season is over, I mean, I know it's New Year's Eve, but I'm going to be hiding indoors.
Me too.
I have to go on the train to come here, but I've got a mask.
Well, you won't be doing that New Year's Eve if I'm still here anyway. No, seriously, you can't.
No, I need to do my tax returns now.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Yeah, we'll sort something out.
Yeah, so anyway, we're glad to see the back of 2024. It's been rubbish.
Yes, hasn't it?
Yeah. It's ending on a low.
Yeah. Well, some people would say it. But it went quickly, though, didn't it? As a year.
Did it? I don't know.
Well, I keep thinking, are we in 2023? That was just... I don't know, we're now in 2025 nearly.
Yeah.
Ridiculous, isn't it? But anything, you know, it's been a cheery hospital. There's lots and lots of chatting going on. I did feel, because I wasn't feeling Christmassy, all the people trying very hard to be Christmassy, a bit difficult, but,
yeah. The ICU nurses were amazing, weren't they? They were just there on Christmas Day and Christmas Eve and everything just... And you had one with you like 24 hours a day. Amazing care you've had.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously you wouldn't have made this on your own at home.
No, I wouldn't. You're right.
You did have all those breathing things.
Yeah. Do you want my oxygen mask?
Oh, thanks.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you need that more than I do.
Well, I don't know. But
you do.
I had a nebulizing mask the other day.
Oh, you've had all sorts of things up your nose and everything.
Yeah. And that was like having a steaming kettle.
Mm. You didn't like that one, did you?
No, the noise it made. But I kept them both in for a while.
Anyway, you're looking a bit tired now. So this is our very short, brief, not very festive Christmas week podcast.
And we hope... But
we hope to be bouncing back next week with a more jolly New Year version, won't we?
From home. Yeah, that's what we hope. And in the meantime, thank you to everybody for all your messages. And
all the good wishes and everything.
Yeah.
And obviously our Christmas Day show wasn't actually live because we were in actually intensive care on that day.
Yeah.
But well done, Chuck.
Yeah. Chuck likes to insist. I think everybody knew it wasn't up. Because it was obviously in the studio.
But they didn't know you were poorly.
No. Okay. Well, let's sign off.
It's the magic of TV. Yes.
Yeah.
This is our last one, number 99 for 2024.
Yeah.
We will talk to you all next year.
Yeah. Have a good year.
And hopefully we'll be sounding a bit more bouncy and not so sorry for ourselves.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Although I'll be like probably just being buried under a mountain of tax returns and feeling even sorrier for myself than I do today.
Well, maybe you should take
some. I'm going to have to. I am quite worried about the fact I'm going to have to be juggling full-time 24-hour care nurse duties with full-time 24-hour-a-day tax return duties.
It's going to
be a challenging month. But hey. As long as I can get my energy levels up, I'm up for it.
Good. I'll make sure that we sort something out so you don't. Oh, dear. I think we better go now. Listen, thanks all, and we'll talk very soon.